I want to remind you about a curious piece of history. It was Australia's most controversial art purchase, and the early reviews weren't very good.
What do you think of it?
Bloody awful.
I think it's brilliant, but I think that what they paid for, it's too much for what it is. It wouldn't have taken him more than a few hours to do that.
Oh, I don't think it's very good. Yeah. Oh, it's so funny that the Australian government paid so much for it.
Well, Jackson Pollock's mammoth and chaotic canvas, now known as Blue Poles, really divided the nation when Gough Whitlam's government approved the acquisition for $1.3 million in 1973. It's become a prized possession of the National Gallery in Canberra, now valued at more than $500 million, leaving the buyer with a sense of vindication.
I can't remember any occasion when a politician has been asked to say, "I'm right."
The late Gough Whitlam there speaking back in 1999. So now Blue Poles is hitting the road for the first time in almost a quarter of a century to give West Australians their first glimpse of Pollock's masterpiece. Dr. Nick Mitsovich is the director of the National Gallery of Australia. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Luke. Good to talk to you about history.
Yes, and, you know, current day, present day art, because the Prime Minister has said that, you know, this piece, this masterpiece changed our nation. Tell me how it has changed our nation.
Well, I think it perhaps elevated art in the public discourse. So maybe it didn't change the nation. What it did was highlight the impact and the importance of art in our daily lives. So I think for the first time in 1973, an artwork was on the cover of every major newspaper and led every news bulletin. So people were talking about what art is and the importance of art to their lives. And, you know, 50 years later, we're still talking about the importance of culture in our lives. And I think that's what Blue Poles did for the nation.
I'm looking at it right now. What do you see when you stare into those drips and splashes and squiggles that Pollock painted?
Well, I walk past it most days, and so it always draws you in. It always draws you in because, you know, just from the basics, you know, it is big. It is full of luminosity and colour. There's blue, there's green, there's yellows, there's silver that draws, so it's actually bright. But what's fascinating is that it continues to shape-shift in your mind when you look at it. So there's a lot of dimension in the picture, and we see school groups and organised groups and even individuals just staring into the work because people bring their own thoughts to the picture, and the picture is kind of like a shapeshifter. And I think that's why it's such an important work in art history, that it changed how artists made works of art, but also in terms of people approaching the work. It has a magnetism that you can't deny. When you walk into the gallery room, it pulls you in like a magnet, and it's because of all of those elemental things are sitting there asking you to think about it.
I'm getting pulled into the screen just looking at it now. It's so important. It will be crossing the country. It's going to be on display at the Art Gallery of Western Australia in April next year. Why WA?
Well, WA is the state that has the least attendance to our gallery. It's expensive and takes time to get to the capital. And so we wanted to take the work to the place where the audience had the least opportunities to see it. So about 1% to 1.5% of our audience comes from WA. And over the last decade, the National Gallery has really elevated the idea of sharing the national collection. When the Art Gallery was established, formalised by an Act of Parliament in 1975, the Act stated very clearly that we should build a national collection for all Australians and use every endeavour to share it with as many Australians as possible. And so this is bringing the Act from 1975 totally into fruition, taking art across the country, and it's part of a wider program called Art Across Australia, and we've already got 350 works at 42 locations around the country.
Luke Sidham-Dundon with you on Radio National Breakfast. The voice you're hearing this morning is the National Gallery Director, Dr. Nick Mitsovich. We're talking about Australia's prized Jackson Pollock. It's known as Blue Poles. It's heading to Western Australia for the first time. Nick, how difficult is moving this piece? Are we talking about a Bayeux Tapestry type operation, you know, that moving from France to England at the moment? How precarious is this shift?
The painting is very robust. It's in very good condition. It's been cared for since it left the artist studio. So the materiality of it is very stable. And so we have no concerns over its materiality, unlike the tapestry that is very fragile. And we've been moving art for more than 50 years and around the country to remote and regional communities and around the world. So we have no concerns because we have an amazing team of people that do that. We've been discussing the loan with the Art Gallery of Western Australia now for 5 years. So we're very confident in our colleagues in the West working with them. We don't discuss the logistics of moving works of art around the country just to ensure their safety. And but I can assure everyone that the work has been cared for. Our senior curators of painting acknowledge that the work is in great condition, and our logistics and registration specialists have been rehearsing this for a long time.
Dr. Nick Mitsovich, thank you for the reassurance. We needed it this morning. Thanks for speaking to us.
Look forward to seeing you in the gallery. Thank you.
We'll be there. Dr. Nick Mitsovich is the director of the National Gallery of Australia, talking about the moving of this Pollock painting across the country, which will be able to be seen next April.